Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
We've got a very special guest here for you today. He is Toby Haney. He is a candidate for the Republican nomination for the 2nd Senate District in West Virginia. It includes Marshall, Tyler, Wetzel counties, where we own them. Dimitri live and dangerously local here on Big Willie 105.5. He's being supported and endorsed by the good guys in Charleston, including Chris Rose, who is the other state senator from this second district, as well as Chris Anders, West Virginia's Braveheart, and Tom Willis, who is another senator who is now running against West Virginia's Wrinkled Rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons. So you got some very good people lined up supporting you. I think that is great. So you have a campaign slogan, or I know so little about you. Do you have any sort of campaign slogan? Do you have any particular groups who are supporting you? Have you lined up endorsements yet from Ian Masters and the others with the West Virginia Citizens? Oh, are you a member of the West Virginia Citizen Defense?
I am not a member of them yet. I am a member of it, and I know.
What?
I know. I haven't ordered my shirt. I was getting ready to the other day, just didn't click the button. I got busy. So that being said, I am a member of the NRA and others, groups like that. So
are you going to join the West Virginia
Yes.
Citizens?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'm surprised you're not a member. I'm really surprised.
It just keeps slipping off the radar. So I've got to get on it.
We don't want to hear that. We who believe in the Second Amendment. We don't want to hear.
I partake heavily in it. So.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Mm-hmm. All right, fine. So if you could change one thing in West Virginia, if you had that kind of power, let's say you're a state senator now, and somehow you get this incredible political power to change one thing in West Virginia to make life better for so many people, starting with me, of course, what would it be?
Man, I'm going to go with I would just let us be free. And just get the government out of just our normal day-to-day lives, just the normal.
You mean you would stop government fixing potholes?
Well, they don't do it anyway, so I don't have to stop that. So,
saying getting government out of all of our lives, that really covers a lot of territory.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
So what exactly is the one thing that you would do if you could do to make life better for people in West Virginia, if you had that kind of godlike power?
Man, I'll be honest, I've never even thought of this one. So it's definitely a tougher question. So,
it's not meant to be.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be. All right, well, give it some thought. Next time you come back on, I think that would be very, very helpful. Yeah. Let's see. We covered the sales tax, covered the income tax. What do you feel about these data centers that are springing up all over the place for AI? People are looking at West Virginia. We've got a tremendous amount of power potential here with coal. Mm-hmm. But people are also saying that it's going to suck out a lot of the energy and water and everything else. Yep. So what are you going to take a stand on that?
So if they're coming in, first off, it cannot require an increase in electric bills for us. I've heard that the consumers are going to be bearing the brunt of these.
Right.
And that can't happen.
And water as well.
Yeah, exactly. That can't happen. That being said, I get it. They're the new hot item, of the week or whatever, the hot ticket item. It would be great to have some newer businesses coming in, bigger businesses, but we cannot. West Virginia, love it to death, but we are notorious for giving away the farm just to bring somebody in that, whether they do or do not, take care of that farm,
What do you think of corporate welfare, specifically the Form Energy in Weirton, where the state of West Virginia, run by Republicans, gave these multi-billionaires, including Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, was it roughly $100 million or something for land and money and everything else for this battery plant that is going to be replacing coal miner jobs?
Yeah, and then to make matters even worse, like the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, is they then went to across the border to PA and hired everybody.
What?
So we didn't even get employees there.
Oh,
like, there was nothing written in the legislation saying if we're giving you all these huge magic things, at least 50% of your workforce needs to come from here.
Well,
you know, something.
How about 100%?
Yeah,
100%.
exactly. But something, but there was no legislation put in line in that, so.
What is it with the Republicans in West Virginia? So many of them act like Democrats. Stupid Democrats at that.
Because many of them were 10 years ago.
That's unbelievable to me, honestly. And is anybody keeping an eye on that foreign plan to make sure that it is hiring the, what was the number, 750 or something?
Right.
The last time that I saw a news story about that, they were not anywhere near that number. In fact, they were, quote, streamlining, which is corporate speak for cutting jobs.
Yeah, exactly.
So where are we now with that? Do you know how many jobs are?
I don't know, but it's nowhere near the number we were promised. And again, any of them that were hired, or many of them that were hired, were not hired from here. So
this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Pat McGeehan, does he support you?
No.
He doesn't?
I don't believe so. I've not spoken with him, so.
You don't get along with him?
I've just never had the opportunity to speak with him.
Do you like him?
Don't know much about him.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. So what are you going to do about improving our roads? You want to shut down, but eliminate the government if you had the magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we fix our roads here, especially in the northern panhandle?
Yeah. We just got to get smarter about it. So I do have an idea on this one. Again, preliminary idea, so
what
take it for what it's worth. But we have engineer brigades in the military here in the state. They literally go up to places in Preston County and such and build roads in the middle of the woods and then tear them back up just for training. Why not have them come in and help work on our tertiary roads, our back roads, stuff like this, roads that haven't been touched in decades, have them work on those as part of their training, in essence, put the roads in. I know how veterans are. I know how soldiers are. We take pride in our work. So a lot of that, we will drive by and say, I built that. This is mine. Yep. And the money stays here.
I want to make sure I understood what you just said. In West Virginia, and by the way, is this just in West Virginia? Or is
there's training facilities all around the nation. So
they train people by,
it's engineers.
They build roads in the middle of nowhere just to build the road, and then they tear it down.
Yeah.
Now, is the tearing down also part of their training so they can...
No, it's just they do it just to recycle the materials and get what they can back out of it for the next time.
Why aren't they just building roads then?
Yeah, because not allowed.
Do you think the Division of Highways is doing a good job in the Department of Transportation in West Virginia?
No, they seem to have a ton of bureaucracy, upper level, middle level, that left hand's not talking to the right hand. I heard stories about they would start on a project, an emergency would come up, they would be pulled off from that project, go take care of the emergency, which I understand completely.
Yeah.
And then when the emergency is done and they go back, they do not go back to that original project. They now go to where they were supposed to be in whatever timeline they are at. So some projects are left undone. It's just seems to be a lot of mismanagement.
It sure looks that way.
Corporate speak, it should be streamlined.
Well, actually, more than that, just replace the incompetent ones. In this area, I don't know how familiar you are with it, but Interstate 70 is like the main road because people throughout the eastern part of the United States drive through on 70 through West Virginia. From the Pennsylvania line, as soon as you get into West Virginia, there is a rest stop there, a visitor's center, something like that. It's been shut down for years, and it is now a laydown yard where they just have crap laying all over the place. They got cyclone fence. This is our front door, West Virginia, and no one gives a damn.
Yeah.
It is absolutely unbelievable to me.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, it really is. It screams Appalachia. It screams every stereotype of West Virginia you could ever have. This is the welcome center, the visitor's center. You can't even go there because it's a laydown yard and it looks horrendous.
Yeah.
Then you've got the Wheeling Tunnel. Have you been through the Wheeling Tunnel lately?
Mm-hmm.
It's like going through somebody's colostomy.
Yeah.
It is colonoscopy. Colonoscopy. I mean, the portals are beyond filthy. The east portal looks like black mold.
Mm-hmm.
And inside the tunnel, they don't even know how to replace light bulbs.
Yeah.
It is absolutely unbelievable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, even though it's not in Marshall County, but the have you been following at all this bridge, the suspension bridge from Wheeling to Wheeling Island? They spent tens of millions of dollars on this bridge, historic bridge, but they will not allow vehicles on it. It is one of those one of the most expensive footbridges in America.
Yeah.
This is the West Virginia Department of Transportation, Division of Highways. I'm losing my mind over this stuff. I mean, you've got a lay-down yard there that should be a welcome center. You've got the Wheeling Tunnel that looks like somebody's colonoscopy. And then you've got the suspension bridge that they spent literally tens of millions of dollars to renovate it. But then it's like, well, we can't support vehicles. So it's only going to be a footbridge. I mean, it's mind-boggling to me, Toby. It really is. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me. So anyway, what else would you change in West Virginia if you could? Is there anything that just jumps out at you?
Speaking of what you, some of what you just mentioned there, the I guess when it comes to back to the government, you know, getting out of our lives, cutting just the government waste, because there is just so much. You mentioned that we have a parking garage in Marion County that we're not allowed to park at only certain days when certain events are happening.
What?
Yeah, these are just simple things that, that it's all around the state. It's not just here. It's not just in Marion County. It's all over the state. We
Why only certain days?
Because that's for government employee parking.
Well, if you like parking garages, we've got so many here in Wheeling. It's unbelievable. It's like, well, we'll just build it and they'll come.
Yep.
We build it, they don't come. No. It's honestly, it's it's mind-boggling to me. It really is. How do you feel about abortion?
I'm against abortion.
All right. Even at the moment of conception, or
So yes, at the moment of conception, and I'll tell you where. Kind of my beliefs on this stem from. They may be slightly different than, you know, some people, but in my opinion, there are three people involved, obviously, the man, the woman, and the child. And in my opinion, regardless of situation, I know that the child is the only one that is completely innocent, and that's the one we're punishing. So that's my views on it.
So you would ban abortions even with rape and incest?
I would.
Okay. You're a religious guy?
I am, yes.
Okay, what's your faith?
I belong to Church of Christ.
Okay, and how long you been a member?
All my life, and so I do have a cool story about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so
go ahead.
I'm from Fairview, West Virginia. We actually, small town, we do not have a stoplight, but we had two Church of Christ within the same small town. So finally, within the past year, we got together and said, this is silly. Why do we have this? And so we've actually merged the two churches and are doing very successful at it. So
you have a stop sign?
We do have one stop sign, yes.
Bravo! we've moved up in oil. Yes! Yes, they've got a stop sign. Yeah. Thank you very much. All right, fine. All right, good. So we're just about out of time. I don't know what I don't know. So let me ask you this. Toby Haney, live exclusive interview. Again, my apologies. Facebook Live, I've been banned from Facebook because I've been disclosing information about the Epstein files, and Facebook does not want you to know that. So this is on radio and, of course, the app, the River Network app. So my very special guest, Toby Haney, a candidate for the Republican nomination for West Virginia State Senate District 2, which includes Marshall and Tyler and Wetzel. I don't know what I don't know, so what should I have asked you?
Why I should be the vote.
All right.
Well. So so the biggest thing is just my personal opinion here, but if you have an electrical issue with your house, you're not going to hire a plumber. You're going to hire an electrician. Makes sense. So right now we have an economic issue in West Virginia. We shouldn't hire a lawyer. We should hire an economist. And so that's what we need to start getting smart about who we send down to Charleston, start getting the right people with the right backgrounds, the right skill sets. Also, just wanted to throw in, I forgot to mention earlier, but how to find me, look me up, toby4wv.com. So it's my website. You can use the number four or spelled out four, either one takes you same place. So,
all right, say it slowly and repeat.
Toby4wv.com.
And is 4 F-O-R or F-O-U-R or the digit 4?
F-O-R or the digit 4, either one.
All right, great. And you're on Facebook also?
Yes, yes, also. Okay. Same thing, Toby4wv.
Yeah, because I'm not on Facebook now.
Yeah. I'm glad you can find me even if we can't find you.
All right, good. And your website, will you take? Do you have a? Is it set up for donations and volunteers?
Yes. It's set up. My WinRed account is linked to there. So
your what?
WinRed. So you can find me on WinRed to make donations. Also, volunteer list is there's a subscription site right on the website, subscription page where you can sign up to be a volunteer. You can sign up just to follow my email list. I don't spam you. I have once every week or so, I'll send you out the big updates. I don't try to blow you up, just to let you know I'm still alive.
Right. And when will you be working Marshall County and Tyler and Wetzel? Like, you have a game plan?
Yeah.
Like, Mondays are going to be Marshall County, Tuesdays Tyler, Wednesdays Wetzel or something?
Yeah. So I really just bounce around everywhere. So, like, as a matter of fact, today I'm pretty much in Marshall County all day.
Great.
So if you need to get a hold of me, look me up, send me an email. You know, you can reach me, I'll come out to you.
Right.
The that being said, basically what I've been doing is, and this has been going on since last this past summer when I started, I just try to be in as many of the communities as possible. I know some of our prior senators, some of our prior all legislative bodies, they don't like going out to the far areas of the district.
Right.
I have no issue going to the far areas. I've been all over Wetzel, all over Tyler County, Doddridge County, Marshall County, Maughan, Marion, all of it.
Yeah, so, people respond. My listeners respond to that. You knock on the door and say, hey, I'm Toby Haney. I want to be your next state senator. And oh, by the way, Chris Rose likes me, and Chris Anders, and Tom Willis, and most importantly,
Dimitri.
This guy's going to work out fine. All right, sir. Thank you so much. And we'll have you back on pretty much anytime you want. Bone up on the budget, though.
Yep.
As an economist, I mean, seriously, dude.
Yep.
Seriously. Thank you again. You're a very good guest, and I appreciate it greatly. I'm sorry I can't shake your hand because I don't want to give you my cold. We got Mr. Big Willie coming up next. Dimitri live and dangerously local.